No, no more questions. You've overstepped your boundaries at every turn, despite the fact that my entire staff has been nothing but cooperative.
I don't have boundaries, and you've been passive-aggressively obstructing my investigation at every turn.
I think it's time you and your team leave the base.
We're not going anywhere.
So you want to play this game after all? Fine. You'll reach out to your superiors. My superiors outrank yours. You'll lose.
Line one for you, General. It's urgent.
I told you no interruptions.
Sergeant Barnes, I seriously don't have time for this.
Has the Sheriff's Department identified the body yet? Is it one of yours?
Did you hear what I just said?
Give me answers and I'll be out of your hair.
Are you going to force me to order you back to the base?
You can do whatever you want, General, but I'm obligated to let the Undersecretary know you're obstructing our investigation.
Yeah. You call someone, I call someone. We can play this game all afternoon.
Or you could just let me know what you found.
Fine. You can observe. Just keep your distance.
Is the body under that big blue tent?
You'll have to ask San Bernardino sheriffs. They're taking the lead on identification.
Can you introduce me to the sheriff's homicide detective?
Sure. Stryker will handle it, but I think you're wasting your time.
Just one more thing.
Yes?
Can you tell me if the body was wearing fatigues?
From what I understand, the body had been stripped and wrapped in plastic before it was buried, so we have no idea if it was one of ours. Tell her I'll try to find time to speak with her tomorrow.
That is exactly what I said.
And she's still here? She really doesn't take no for an answer, does she?
Should I call Stryker and have her escorted from the premises?
No. Full cooperation and all. Send her in. I fear we've gotten off on the wrong foot. Which is a shame, because I know we both want the same thing. Have a seat. Yes, I knew about it.
Did you order it hidden?
No, and I don't know what you mean by hidden. But I heard the recording and didn't think it added up to very much.
You can't be serious. It's practically a confession.
Have you listened to it?
I have.
Then you have to admit, it sounds like nothing more than a bad first date. Baldwin admits to nothing. Moreover, Simmons accuses him of nothing.
One minute Simmons is being told this is a clear-cut case. The next, she's told someone higher up recommended against a court-martial.
I recommended against it.
Why?
No one was willing to testify against Baldwin. The witnesses we do have, they all think Baldwin walks on water. On top of all that, there is zero physical evidence.
General, I'm very sorry to interrupt, but Sergeant Major Ferris is on the line.
Can it wait?
He said it was urgent.
Apologies, Sergeant, but I need to take this.